As we saw, Avner changed camps. Avner came to David and Hebron in a stately manner, and with him was a delegation of 20 men. David made a feast for Avner and the men who were with him, treating Avner with honor. Avner said to David, "I will rise up and go and gather all of Israel to my lord the king. They will establish a covenant with you, and you will reign over all that your heart desires." So David sent Avner, and he went in peace. Behold, the servants of David and Yoav, who was leading them, came from a raid against the Philistines or enemies from one of the other nations, whatever. And they brought much spoils with them. Avner was not with David in Hebron any longer, as David had sent him away and went in peace. Yoav and all the army that was with him arrived, and they told Yoav, saying, "Avner ben Ner came to the king, and he sent him, and he went in peace." Yoav understood that if the king allowed Avner to go, they must have reached an agreement. It seems that the developing relationship between David and Avner was not public knowledge. Or whatever, David wasn't asking people's advice what to do. Yoav came to the king and said, "What have you done? Me'os sisa, hine ba Avner elecha. Avner came to you. Why did you send him and let him go? You know Avner ben Ner. You should realize that he came in a peaceful manner only to entice you. And to know you're coming, you're going and coming, and to know everything that you do, your ways and secrets. He came as a spy on behalf of the house of Shaul." Yoav departed from David and sent messengers after Avner. They brought him back from Bor Hashita, and David did not know. Perhaps Yoav sent even a message in David's name. Avner returned to Hebron, and Yoav took him aside into the gate to speak to him casually, or as a deceptive move. Since Avner returned innocently, Avner was not suspicious. Yoav took advantage and smote him in the stomach, the lower belly. And he died for the blood of Asael, his brother. Yoav avenged his brother's death. David heard afterwards about the death of Avner, and he said, "I and my kingdom are guiltless before Hashem forever from any punishment for the shedding of the blood of Avner, because this deed was performed without my knowledge and against my wishes." David added, "The guilt for the death of Avner shall rest on the head of Yoav and on his father's house. May there not be eliminated from the house of Yoav those who suffer from discharged lepers, holders of a spindle," basically people who have no skilled labor, "or a cripple, or those who fall by the sword, or those who lack food." In other words, he gave him quite a curse. Yoav and Avishai, his brother, killed Avner because he killed their brother Asael at Givon in the war, as we mentioned. David said to Yoav and all the people with him, "Rend your garments, gird sackcloth, and lament before Avner." Although Yoav was the murderer, David commanded him to lead the public ceremony. David himself was walking after the bier, accompanying Avner to his final resting place. They buried Avner nearby in Hebron. The king raised his voice and he wept at the grave of Avner, and all the people wept for the loss of Avner, as he'd been known as an incredible captain in the days of Shaul, and a great leader. The king lamented for Avner, and he said, "Should Avner have died the death of a knave," in other words, like an absolute scoundrel, "as he was not a sinner or a criminal, why did he die this manner? Your hands, Avner, were not bound, and your feet were not put in iron shackles, as is done to a felon. Rather, as an innocent man falling before the murderer, you fell." All the people wept exceedingly over him. Just an unjustified, unnecessary murder. All the people came to serve David bread while it was still day, but David took an oath and said, "So shall God do to me, and so shall he continue," in other words, an oath, "if I taste bread or anything else before the setting of the sun." He accepted upon himself to fast on this horrible day. All the people were aware of David's conduct, and it was good in their eyes. Everything that the king did was good in the eyes of the people. David's eulogy, his public display of mourning and sorrow over the death of Avner, removed from the people's mind any suspicion that David might have had a hand in the murder. All the people in Israel knew on this day that it was not an instruction from the king to do that. Lo hata ma'amelech lahamisis Avner Baner. The king said privately to his closest servants to explain why he was mourning, "You truly know that a prince and a great man had fallen in this day in Israel. Sar v'gadol nafal hayom azeh b'Yisrael. Today I am young and I have just been anointed king, and these men, the son of Tzruya, are very powerful, too hard for me." In other words, Yoav, his captain, etc. "May the Lord repay the evildoer in accordance with his evil."